Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes. I'm from Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba Hass of Team Reba.
Every Tuesday at 3 o'clock, we bring information on real estate and finance and other cool things going on, and always have interesting guests from our community and the surrounds.
We get to actually combine two of our main topics in today's show because, you know, when people ask me about our radio program and they're like, well, what's it about? And I said, well, we try and stay within kind of five major groups, right? There's like investor angle, real estate insider, regional impact, green building and design, and then also, you know, things that are going on, entertainment around the area, you know, like the lifestyle of the Pacific Northwest, right? So we get a combination today of talking about, you know, being an investor, business owner, it's a loan program, but it's about something that is on the entertainment and, you know, Northwest lifestyle kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we've got Maura and Troy Treacher with us. And they were actually introduced to us. Well, say hello, everybody.
Welcome, you guys.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
Yes. Hi. Thank you.
Yes. And thank you for making the big hike over from Port Angeles today. So these are business owners over in Port Angeles of a company called Sound Bikes and Kayaks. And we were introduced to you through, I guess, a PR agency for Home Street Bank.
Correct. Which I had nothing to do with.
I know. Sort of I thought it was hilarious. Right. Like this random email showed up one day and they're like, hey, would you like to talk about this program? And I'm like, hey, Eric, do you know anything about this? He's like, no clue.
Well, I mean, in our bank, we're a pretty small bank, of course. You know, we're a Seattle-based bank, and we're one of the oldest banks in Seattle. So we do have a marketing department, and of course, they know about the radio show, and everybody at Home Street knows about the radio show.
Oh, do they?
Even the FDIC knows about the
radio
show.
Well, that I did know when you guys went through your audit.
We had to talk about that in our audit. But yeah, so they know that we're always highlighting, you know, people and you know, businesses and nonprofits and things like that.
Yeah.
So yeah,
that's
so they thought they'd kind of, you know, send it our way, which is really cool.
I just thought it was hilarious that it came to me and I asked you, and you're like, I have no clue.
So it's interesting to hear how it came together because it seems so organized from our end that the loan through Home Street
and the Home Street radio
station. I thought this was some well-connected plan.
Oh.
You guys should take more credit.
Yeah, well, we'll do that next time, I guess. I don't know, but thank you for the tip. One of the reasons that we were also really, excited about bringing you on to talk about your experience with having used this SBA program is that it's a program that's also beneficial to veterans.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes.
And so are both of you veterans? One of you a veteran?
Yes, both veterans.
You are. So in what branch of service?
We are both in the Navy.
Both in the Navy?
Fantastic.
Oh, yay.
Well, thank you guys both for your service.
Thanks for service. My brother was Navy. I have two nephews in Air Force currently, but my brother was a submariner.
Oh, nice.
Which might explain a few things about him.
And my dad.
Special breed.
And my dad. My dad's got his dolphins.
Yeah. So. Nice. They always say special breed.
I mean that in a very positive sense.
An impressive breed. Yeah, yes, yes. They're very interesting fellas.
I
figure you got to have a certain mental capacity to deal with being in a tube underwater for months at a time.
Definitely.
Yeah.
But yeah, my brother's got a great sense of humor, so I can only imagine how many pranks he probably did to all of his fellow Navy.
Being stuck's the wrong word, or trapped, but being in that kind of space for such a long time, you can get creative, and that's where pranks start to.
I'm pretty sure that's where his coffee has been.
We were both on ships.
Oh, you were? Okay.
Not quite to the degree of that confine,
similar. You made fun of the sub guys then, probably, most likely.
Did you meet in the Navy?
We met at the Naval Academy. We both went to the Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland, and that's where we met.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Nice.
We were on the sailing team there.
Okay, fabulous.
Wow.
I love it. Okay,
That's an impressive place and the city, too. I love that city. It's so beautiful there.
I have not been.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Okay.
It's really cool.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, with one exception.
What?
They think they're wimpy little blue crab are better than our big manly Dungeness crab. And my Dungies will take on your blue crab any day of the week.
Oh, yeah. I'm with you on that.
Just going out there with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you disagree with me, you can call us toll free. 866-712-1300.
If there's a competition, I volunteer to be part of the
What team are you on?
Yeah. Oh, Pacific
Team
Dungey?
There you go.
Okay, good. Yeah. Good.
Yeah, maybe we should go challenge another station in Annapolis and say, okay, all right, we've got a crab.
Yeah, a throwdown.
Cook-off. Yeah.
I think we should.
Let's do it.
Okay, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, okay.
Make all right.
Note to self.
So, Troy, Maura, yes. So tell us a little bit about your business.
The business, as Reba said, Sound Bikes and Kayaks. We're in downtown Port Angeles, and just like the name says, our main focus is bikes and kayaks. Mm-hmm. And we've got unbelievable biking in the area, both road biking and mountain biking. We sure. always call it mountain bike heaven because there's mm-hmm. endless trails, and a lot of them are empty. So you can go as fast as you want or as slow as you want and be out there by yourself and really enjoy nature. The kayaking is impressive as well. We can launch just a block away from the shop, which gives customers a great opportunity to demo some of the equipment. But also, you can be open ocean kayaking. You even bring your kayak across the strait and go over and do a weekend in the San Juan. So it's a really good launching point to come do some of the activities that are, you know, well-suited, just like you said, the Northwest lifestyle.
Yes.
And that's what it is, Sound Bikes and Kayaks. That's what we're celebrating and putting mm-hmm. people in position to go enjoy. We also brought in a we're climbers. Part of our passion and our interest is climbing. So we really vamped up the climbing side of the business. There's fantastic sport climbing right down the Elwell River, which is just a few miles away mm-hmm. from the shop. So we have a small climbing wall inside the shop, and we do a lot of training and clinics and classes to get people ready to go climb outside on the Elwell River.
Excellent.
So it's wonderful. I mean,
does it tend to be focused really just in the summertime, or do you, like at a time of year like this, do you get many people coming in?
Oh, we get quite a few people. There's great mountain biking right now. We'll go mountain bike the trails when there's snow on them. It just adds a whole new element to learning how to handle your bike and drifting around the corners. And again,
the
trails are empty in the wintertime, so
right.
it's my favorite time to get out and mountain bike.
Nice.
The kayaking does slow down a little bit, but we sell dry suits, and winter kayaking. The water, there's usually a little bit less wind in the winter, mm-hmm. so you can get out into some nice calm seas.
Really? It's less wind?
Less wind. You don't get the sea breeze coming in off the ocean as consistently in the wintertime. Now, when a storm blows through, all bets are off.
Don't want to be there when the storms are coming.
I was going to say, I always think of winter storms here and think, ooh, I would not want to be out there if one of those
whipped
up.
We get some nice clear nights, and we had the full moon a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
We had a great nighttime full moon paddle out to the buoy into the sound, and it's
sound
magical.
Nice.
And you look back, you got the snow on the mountains. It's a wonderful place to be.
If you don't sound
passionate about this at all. You know, seriously.
I love it.
If folks haven't been to Port Angeles, it's really one of the most beautiful places in the state. Mm-hmm. It's just gorgeous. And I go fishing out there all the time. Mm-hmm. So I'll launch and run out into the strait and got my couple secret spots for halibut and, of course, salmon and all of that. But you're right, from the water, looking back at the town and the Olympics behind it, mm-hmm. and then you turn around the other way and you got Victoria and the San Juans. It's just beautiful.
Yeah.
We feel very lucky.
Yeah, stunning
it's so
landscape.
Cool. And you're right, the cycling. I don't know. I've done the ride up to Hurricane Ridge, mm-hmm. and about killed me. But
you're not alone.
But that's
a tough ride.
Yeah, it's a good ride. Yeah, that's.
And
that's,
then you get pretty cold coming down.
Yeah, that's. Yeah, you just bomb that thing all the way down. It's really, really fun. I met a person up at the top that you probably know him. There's a lady who works for the Park Service up mm-hmm. there. And at Hurricane Ridge, they have mountain goats, Reba.
Okay.
So lots of goats up there. And every now and then, the goat will get a little too comfortable with people. So they have a position there. And I, talking to this lady, I go, so what's your job? And her position is she's the goat agitator.
Oh, I think that's one of my friends, actually.
Is it really?
Yeah, I think so.
I met the Hurricane Ridge goat agitator. Yeah.
What exactly does a goat agitator
do? She, like, tiptoes up behind them and goes, bah, or whatever, and you know, agitates them.
Yeah, they've learned all sorts of tactics that I don't know we can talk about on air.
They're meant
to
startle them and make them run away?
Yeah, you don't want the goats to like humans. So it's just simple things to make them associate humans.
I could bring my dog, and he would seriously agitate them. pretty sure, although he'd probably just chase them all the way up the mountain.
I just marvel that there's actually a goat agitator position
that is,
out there.
I had, you know, no
there's
idea.
There's a job for everyone.
Yes. Yes.
And I'm sure your friend has a special skill set that makes her particularly annoying, even to goats.
Bravery is probably so. One of them.
I think she was in the Air Force.
Oh, well, that explains a lot. Oh, right there. Okay.
Oh,
I'm sorry, did you say the chair force?
No, she's great. She's great.
Yeah. Okay, you're going to get my two nephews who are Air Force. Like,
I love the Air Force.
Yeah, they bring, I couldn't help myself. They bring good supplies. And
she went to the Air Force Academy, so I have
oh,
to.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah. Oh, excellent.
Give it to her a little bit.
Probably got to know a few goats over there in Colorado.
Yeah.
Going to that.
Okay.
All right.
So my question is, so you guys, you bought this business, and it had been around for how long before you guys purchased it?
For a long time. So someone has been selling outdoor equipment from that location for over 60 years.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay. Always under the same name.
The same name started in 2000.
Okay.
So it's got a long-standing tradition, which really means something in that community, and that's was part of the large appeal to us.
Okay, and you've owned it for how long?
2 months.
November 1st.
Congratulations.
Oh, wow. Definitely congratulations. Yeah. Oh, my gosh, that's exciting. As a small business owner myself, I congratulate you for jumping in there and doing that because it tests your mettle.
It's definitely
so
does.
To speak. Yeah. Tests
definitely
your
does.
Mettle.
So,
okay.
So how did Home Street come into your world on that?
Well, I was working with the Veterans Business Outreach Center. They work in association with the SBA and a terrific group of people. I feel like I should plug them.
Absolutely.
Their resources were impressive. Juliana Dusso and Jessica Conway down there and the whole team were just very welcoming to me. And they helped me work through the different funding options. And then when it came to, which bank is doing something for veterans, the answer was clear. It was Home Street Bank.
Yeah.
Ask you just real quick, though, because we're also going to be going to a break pretty soon. But you said you went through the veteran outreach program. So is that something that someone coming out of the military already knows about? How do veterans know about that resource?
It was just searching online and looking for veterans programs for loans. And that popped up as one of the first resources to go to.
Okay.
And it was in Seattle. I gave him a phone call and everything started falling into place. It was great.
Okay. Well, besides both of us having longtime family, like we both sponsored someone for Puget Sound Honor Flight this year. They take veterans back to Washington. Mm-hmm. So we tend to like to do a lot of things that are around veterans.
Absolutely.
I didn't know about this program myself, so to have learned about it, that already for me, just because I have so many family members that are military, I've already gotten something really beneficial out of today. But we're going to be back here in about 2 minutes at Open House with Team Roomba with Maura and Troy Treacher.
Got a question? Call it in. 866-712-1300.